Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, has given his Holy Spirit to indwell you and guide you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song and scripture and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we are in your corner. So go wake up your husband. Go wake up your wife. Go wake up your sister. What about your brother? Wake up your brother. Your niece. Your nephew. Your cousin. Your first cousin. Second cousin. Third cousin, any more cousin, wake them all up and tell them that In Your Corner is on the air. We on the air. We on the air everywhere. All over America, all over Canada, all over Great Britain, Africa, Asia. We on the air. We on the air everywhere. As a matter of fact, let me go get my bus this morning. Let me go and get my bus this morning. Let me go get my bus. I want to go pick up some folks this morning. Let me start up there in Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, Maryland. And let me go on up to Pittsburgh. Let me go on to Philadelphia and Boston, Mass. And Springfield, Massachusetts. Got some cousins up there in Springfield, Massachusetts. Y'all get on board this morning. Let's go on over to Denver, Colorado. Let's go on over to Seattle, Washington. We always have a big load over there on Seattle. Y'all make some room for Seattle, Washington and Los Angeles, California. We get Los Angeles on board this morning. All right. Is everybody on board? Everybody finding a good seat this morning? Y'all can get on board. Y'all can get on board. You can put your shoes on once you get on board. Yeah. All right. Let me go get you a song right quick. Let me reach back and get one of my favorites. This is one of my favorites. This is the beautiful Zion Choir saying, I'll make it all right. I'll make it all right. Come on, choir, and sing.
I was like,
right. That was the beautiful Zion Choir saying, "I'll make it all right." You on In Your Corner this morning. We have had our song this morning. "I'll make it all right." Now, that's your song for the day. Now, you get that song in your spirit. And regardless what happens in your life today, tell somebody, "I'll make it all right." They may tell you they done changed your lunchtime around, but you tell them, "That's all right. I'll make it all right." The bus may not come when you expect the bus to come. They may done change the route or change the time, but you let them know, "I'll make it all right." Somebody may not want to do for you today, but tell them, "I'll make it all right." That's your song. That's your song. All right. Let's go get our Bibles. It's time to read our Bibles right now. This morning we'll be reading out of the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 10, 11, and 12. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience, beginning out of Nehemiah chapter 10.
The book of Nehemiah continued. Those who sealed it were Nehemiah the governor, the son of Hakaliah, Zedekiah, Sariah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pasher, Amariah, Malchijah, Hattush, Shabaniah, Malak, Haram, Meremoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Barak, Meshulam, Abijah, Nijamin, Maaziah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah. These were the priests, the Levites, Jeshua, son of Azaniah, Binui, of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their associates, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kilita, Pileah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zachar, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, and Benaiu. The leaders of the people, Parosh, Pahath Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Bunai, Asgad, Bebai, Adonijah, Bigvi, Aden, Ater, Hezekiah, Azar, Hodiah, Hashem, Bezai, Harith, Anathoth, Nebai, Magpiash, Mishalem, Hezer, Mishezebel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelatiah, Hanan, Aniah, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashem, Pelohesh, Pilha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabna, Maaziah, Ahiah, Hanan, Anan, Malak, Haram, and Baun.
The rest of the people, priests, Levites, gatekeepers, musicians, temple servants, and all who separated themselves from the neighboring peoples for the sake of the law of God, together with their wives and all their sons and daughters who are able to understand, all these now join their fellow Israelites, the nobles, and bind themselves with a curse and an oath to follow the law of God given through Moses, the servant of God, and to obey carefully all the commands, regulations, and decrees of the Lord our Lord. We promise not to give our daughters in marriage to the peoples around us, or take their daughters for our sons. When the neighboring peoples bring merchandise or grain to sell on the Sabbath, we will not buy from them on the Sabbath or on any holy day. Every seventh year, we will forego working the land and will cancel all debts. We assume the responsibility for carrying out the commands to give a third of a shekel each year for the service of the house of our God, for the bread set out on the table, for the regular grain offerings and burnt offerings, for the offerings on the Sabbaths, at the new moon feasts, and at the appointed festivals, for the holy offerings, for sin offerings to make atonement for Israel, and for all the duties of the house of our God. We, the priests, the Levites, and the people, have cast lots to determine when each of our families is to bring to the house of our God at set times each year a contribution of wood to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law. We also assume responsibility for bringing to the house of the Lord each year the first fruits of our crops and of every fruit tree. As it is also written in the law, we will bring the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, of our herds and of our flocks to the house of our God, to the priests ministering there. Moreover, we will bring to the storerooms of the house of our God, to the priests, the first of our ground meal, of our grain offerings, of the fruit of all our trees and of our new wine and olive oil. And we will bring a tithe of our crops to the Levites, for it is the Levites who collect the tithes in all the towns where we work. A priest descended from Aaron is to accompany the Levites when they receive the tithes. And the Levites are to bring a tenth of the tithes up to the house of our God, to the storerooms of the treasury. The people of Israel, including the Levites, are to bring their contributions of grain, new wine and olive oil to the storerooms, where the articles for the sanctuary and for the ministering priests, the gatekeepers, and the musicians are also kept. We will not neglect the house of our God.
Now the leaders of the people settled in Jerusalem. The rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of every 10 of them to live in Jerusalem, the holy city, while the remaining 9 were to stay in their own towns. The people commended all who volunteered to live in Jerusalem. These are the provincial leaders who settled in Jerusalem. Now some Israelites, priests, Levites, temple servants, and descendants of Solomon's servants lived in the towns of Judah, each of them on their own property in the various towns, while other people from both Judah and Benjamin lived in Jerusalem. From the descendants of Judah, Othniel, son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalalel, a descendant of Perez, and Maaseiah, son of Barak, the son of Kolhoza, the son of Hazaiah, the son of Adaiah, the son of Joiarib, the son of Zechariah, a descendant of Shelah. The descendants of Perez who lived in Jerusalem totaled 468 men of standing. From the descendants of Benjamin, Salu, son of Mishulam, the son of Joed, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Koleah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Jesheah and his followers, Gabbai and Salai, 928 men. Joel, son of Zichri, was their chief officer, and Judah, son of Hasanuah, was over the new quarter of the city. From the priests, Jedaiah, the son of Joiarib, Jakin, Zariah, son of Hilkiah, the son of Mishulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merayah, the son of Ahitub, the official in charge of the house of God, and their associates who carried on work for the temple, 822 men. Adaiah, son of Jeroham, the son of Pelaliah, the son of Amzai, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pasher, the son of Malchijah and his associates, who were heads of families, 242 men. Amashsai, son of Azarel, the son of Azai, the son of Meshilameth, the son of Immer and his associates, who were men of standing, 128. Their chief officer was Zabdiel, son of Haggedolim. From the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Bunai. Shabbatai and Josaphat, two of the heads of the Levites who had charge of the outside work of the house of God. Mattaniah, son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, the director who led in thanksgiving and prayer. Bakbukiah, second among his associates, and Abda, son of Shammua, the son of Gelo, the son of Jeduthun. The Levites in the holy city totaled 284. The gatekeepers, Akub, Talmon, and their associates, who kept watch at the gates, 172 men. The rest of the Israelites, with the priests and Levites, were in all the towns of Judah, each of them on their ancestral property. The temple servants lived on the hill of Ophel, and Zihah and Ishbak were in charge of them. The chief officer of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzzi, son of Benai, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah. Uzzi was one of Asaph's descendants, who were the musicians responsible for the service of the house of God. The musicians were under the king's orders, which regulated their daily activity. Pethahiah, son of Meshezabel, one of the descendants of Zerah, son of Judah, was the king's agent in all affairs relating to the people. As for the villages with their fields, some of the people of Judah lived in Kiriath Arba and its surrounding settlements, in Dibon and its settlements, in Jekebziel and its villages, in Jeshua, in Molada, in Beth Pelet, in Hazar Shaul, in Beersheba and its settlements, in Ziklag, in Mekona and its settlements, in Enrimmon, in Zorah, in Jarmuth, Zenoah, Adullam and their villages, in Lachish and its fields, and in Azekah and its settlements. So they were living all the way from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. The descendants of the Benjamites from Geba lived in Michmash, Aijah, Bethel and its settlements, in Anathoth, Nob, and Ananiah, in Hazer, Ramah, and Gittaim, in Hadid, Zeboiim, and Nebaat, in Lod and Ono, and in Gi-Harashim. Some of the divisions of the Levites of Judah settled in Benjamin. These were the priests and Levites who returned with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and with Joshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Malak, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Iddo, Ginnithah, Abijah, Midjamin, Moadiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Joyarib, Jedeah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jedeah. These were the leaders of the priests and their associates in the days of Joshua. The Levites were Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and also Mattaniah, who, together with his associates, was in charge of the songs of thanksgiving. Bakbukiah and Unai, their associates, stood opposite them in the services. Joshua was the father of Joachim, Joachim the father of Eliashib, Eliashib the father of Joiada, Joiada the father of Jonathan, and Jonathan the father of Jaddua. In the days of Joachim, these were the heads of the priestly families. Of Seraiah's family, Meraiah. Of Jeremiah's, Hananiah. Of Ezra's, Mishalem. Of Amariah's, Jehohanan. Of Malak's, Jonathan. Of Shechaniah's, Joseph. Of Harim's, Adna. Of Meremoth's, Helkai. Of Iddo's, Zechariah. of Ginnathites, Meshullam, of Abijah's, Zichri, of Minyamin's, and of Moadiah's, Piltai, of Bilga's, Shamua, of Shemaiah's, Jehonathan, of Joiarib's, Mattanai, of Judea's, Uzai, of Salu's, Kalai, of Amos, Eber, of Hilkiah's, Hashabiah, of Judea's, Nethanel. The family heads of the Levites in the days of Eliashib, Joiada, Johanan, and Jaddua, as well as those of the priests, were recorded in the reign of Darius the Persian. The family heads among the descendants of Levi, up to the time of Johanan, son of Eliashib, were recorded in the book of the Annals. And the leaders of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, Jeshua, son of Kadmiel, and their associates, who stood opposite them to give praise and thanksgiving, one section responding to the other, as prescribed by David, the man of God. Mattaniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshullam, Talmon, and Akkub were gatekeepers who guarded the storerooms at the gates. They served in the days of Joiakim, son of Joshua, the son of Josadak, and in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priest, the teacher of the law.
At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, the Levites were sought out from where they lived and were brought to Jerusalem to celebrate joyfully the dedication with songs of thanksgiving and with the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres. The musicians also were brought together from the region around Jerusalem, from the villages of the Netophatites, from Beth Gilgal, and from the area of Geba and Azmaveth, for the musicians had built villages for themselves around Jerusalem. When the priests and Levites had purified themselves ceremonially, they purified the people, the gates, and the wall. I had the leaders of Judah go up on top of the wall. I also assigned two large choirs to give thanks. One was to proceed on top of the wall to the right toward the Dung Gate. Hoshea and half the leaders of Judah followed them, along with Azariah, Ezra, Meshullam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, Jeremiah, as well as some priests with trumpets, and also Zechariah, son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zakur, the son of Asaph, and his associates, Shemaiah, Azarel, Milalai, Gilalai, Maai, Nathaniel, Judah, and Hanani, with musical instruments prescribed by David, the man of God. Ezra, the teacher of the law, led the procession. At the fountain gate, they continued directly up the steps of the city of David on the ascent to the wall and passed above the site of David's palace to the water gate on the east. The second choir proceeded in the opposite direction. I followed them on top of the wall, together with half the people, past the Tower of the Ovens to the broad wall, over the gate of Ephraim, the Jeshanah gate, the fish gate, the tower of Hananel, and the tower of the hundred, as far as the sheep gate. At the gate of the guard they stopped. The two choirs that gave thanks then took their places in the house of God. So did I, together with half the officials, as well as the priests, Eliakim, Maaseiah, Minyamin, Micaiah, Elioenai, Zechariah and Hananiah with their trumpets, and also Maaseiah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzai, Jehohanan, Milkijah, Elam, and Ezer. The choir sang under the direction of Jezreel.
All right, we're going to stop the tape there today, but that was Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 10. 11 and 12. May God bless those who have heard his holy word this morning. It's prayer time right now, though. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Let's circle up and let us pray. Come on. Come on. mama, daddy, sister, brother, grab hands this morning and let's pray. Let's go to the Lord. Things work out better after prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for another wonderful day, a day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace that we have another day. And Lord, we want to thank you because we have made it to the middle of the week, dear God. Now, Lord, we pray for Wednesday night Bible study tonight, dear God. Lord, we pray for the ministers, those that's going to stand and proclaim your holy word. Lord, we pray that you'll be with them in a mighty, mighty way. Be with their preparation time. Help them, dear God, to prepare the lesson that you want taught for tonight in our Bible study. Lord, we pray for every teacher that's going to be teaching tonight. Whether they're going to be teaching the smaller children or whether they're going to be teaching the Lord's children, the teenagers, the high schoolers. Lord, we just pray that you'll touch these teachers' heart and you lay on their hearts, dear God, what you would want taught for tonight. Lord, we pray for the students. Prepare all of our hearts, dear God, to receive the truths of the Word of God that's going to transform our lives. For Lord, we know what Jesus said. Jesus said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Lord, we pray for those people who are trying to live without the Bible, who are trying to live without your word. Lord, we pray you'll touch their hearts and let them know they can't do it. They can't do it. Bring them to yourself, dear God. Help them to see their need for Bible study, that somebody who have never been to Bible study will get on up and go to Bible study tonight. Now, Lord, we want to pray for traveling mercies of those that's going to be out going to work this morning. Lord, go with them, go before them, and go behind them, dear God. We pray for our jobs today, dear God. We pray that you'll help the managers and supervisors and put them all on one accord, dear God. Put all of the workers on one accord. We pray that everybody will have a good day today working in the name of the Lord. Now, Lord, be with your people on this day in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. And let them know, Lord, that I'll make it all right, regardless of what they're going through. Put that song in their heart that I'll make it all right. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen again. All right. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. We done had our prayer. We done had our scripture. We done had our song this morning. And listen, keep that song in your spirit. I'll make it all right. All right. Let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour we minister in the word. At the bottom of the hour we minister in music. So listen to us all day long because we are in your corner.